So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara teaching, Nichnasei li tzipor tachas kenafav, yoyishu v'mishamei ad shetechshech. If a bird flies under one's clothing and cannot get out, he can keep it there for the rest of Shabbos. Rashi adds, he's not obligated to let it out. The same reasoning applies here as in the case of our Mishnah, where the second person sat down while the first person had already blocked the doorway. Since the animal is already trapped, the second person may remain seated even after the first person leaves. Similarly in our case, the bird got trapped by itself, and he may keep it inside because he's not doing anything. The Gemara continues. Amar Shmuel, kol paturi de Shabbos pater aval aser, labar mahanitlas de pater umoter. Generally in Hilchos Shabbos, when it says pater, it means pater aval aser, which means if he already did it, he's exempt from liability. However, leketchila, it is forbidden to do it. There are three exceptions where it's mutter leketchila, it's permissible to do it. Our Mishnah says that the second person is pater, it really means that it is mutter for him to stay there leketchila. Mapis morsa, one may pop a pimple to remove the pus. Tzad nochash shaloi shechena, one may trap a snake to avoid getting bitten. Hanulacha oirig, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 13th parak oirig and begin the 14th parak Shmoyne Shratzim be'ez Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Shmoyne Shratzim hamurim b'teira, hatzadon v'hachayvu ben chayev. One is chayev for trapping or bruising any of the 8 Shratzim that the Torah enumerates as tameh. The Gemara points out, Mechlal de'istu oir. The Gemara explains that one is chayev for chayvul, in our case a bruise where the blood collects under the skin, only when it's a chabur she'en chizeres, a bruise in which the blood will not be reabsorbed. This is only when the skin is hard, and therefore the hide is separate from the flesh. Where the skin is soft, he would be potter because it's considered part of the flesh, and the blood will quickly return to the bloodstream. The Gemara cites a related machlokes regarding tumas nevela, where baster, the flesh of a dead animal, is metame, but oir, its hide, is not metame. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that the skin of the Shmoyne Shratzim are all considered hide and are not metame. Shmuel says that our Mishnah, which rules that one would be Chayiv Mishim Chayivul, in all Shmoyne Shratzim must be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. However, according to the Rabbanan, who hold regarding Tumas Nevela, that of the Shmoyne Shratzim, some of their hides are not metame because they're considered hide, and some are metame because they're not considered hide, one would not be Chayiv Mishim Chayivul for the latter. Rav says that even according to the Rabbanan who hold that the skin of some of the Shmoyne Shratzim are not metame tumas nevela, based on an arbitrary pasuk, would agree that all are considered hide with regard to Hilchos Shabbos, and therefore one would be chayev for bruising them. Rabbi Huda, who holds that the tumas status of the hide of the Shratzim depends on the thickness of their skins, would indeed hold that you are only chayev for bruising those Shratzim that have a thick skin. Baimene Levi Miriabi, minayin l'chabur she'en l'chazeres. How do we know that the definition of a wound for which one is chayev is that it is irreversible? The Gemara answers that it is based on the pasuk. Hayahapich kushi oiroi v'nomer chabab roisav. Just as an Ethiopian skin color is irreversible, so too chabab roisav, a wound, is that which is irreversible. The Mishnah continued. Ushar shkatzim irmasim hachayvul behem potter. Other shrotzim, he is potter for bruising them. Rashi explains. De'ein lemar, because they have no hide. The Gemara is medayik from the fact that the Mishnah says he's potter for bruising other types of shrotzim, that he would be chayev for killing them. There is a machlokes tanoim which animals a person is chayev for killing. Both opinions derive the issur to kill animals on Shabbos from the rams that were killed in the making of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yezer saver ke'elim, ma elim sheyesh ben netilas neshama av kol sheyesh ben netilas neshama. Rabbi Yezer holds that anything that has life, even lice, would be subject to the issur of killing on Shabbos. Put simply, ha'hori kina b'Shabbos, ka'hori gomel b'Shabbos. There is no halachic difference between killing a louse and killing a large animal such as a camel on Shabbos. Rabbanan Savri ki elam. Ma elam de parn v'ravin av kol de par v'ravin. The Rabban hold that you would not be chayev for killing lice on Shabbos. Because one is only chayev for killing things that reproduce. And we assume that lice do not reproduce in a way that is observable to the human eye. Regarding Seder, there is a different criterion. The Gemara said to Machloikis, Hatzog parash b'Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev, Rabbi Shua Paiter. One who traps a flea, Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayev because even ein b'minay nitzid, a species that is not normally trapped, one is chayev for tzedah. Rabbi Shua holds that one is chayev for tzedah only for yesh b'minay nitzid, species that are normally trapped. But one is potter for ein b'minay nitzid, species that are not normally trapped. We continue with the Mishnah. Hatzadon l'tzarech chayev, shaloi l'tzarech potter. One is chayev for trapping only if there is a purpose in trapping it. The Gemara points out. Man tana, Rabbi Shimon hi, the amar malacha shen tzirich l'gufa potter leh. Our Mishnah is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that if one does a malacha for a different purpose than for which it was done in the Mishkan, he's potter. The Gemara cites two other Mishnayos that are in accord with the opinion of Reb Shimon. Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos, Im Lasus La Pechayev, Im Lohitzim Im Alecha Pater. One who pops a pimple on Shabbos, if his purpose is to create a lasting opening to allow the pus to continue to ooze out and let some air in to heal it, he would be chayiv because the usual purpose of an opening is to allow exit and entry. However, if his intent is just to remove the pus that's inside now, and he would not mind if the hole closes up right away, he would be pater because it would be a malacha she'ein tzrich legufa. The other Mishnah is, Hatzad nachesh b'Shabbos, im es asik boi shaloi shechen pater, im l'refu chayiv. One who traps a snake just so that it does not bite him is pater. If he wants to use it for medicinal purposes, he's chayiv. The usual purpose of trapping is to have the animal. Therefore, where he has some use for the animal, he's chayiv. Where he has no use for it, he's only trying to prevent it from biting, he's pater because it is a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. The daf concludes with two statements of Shmuel about killing animals on Shabbos. Amar Shmuel, Hashoy ledag min hayam, kiven sheyavish boi kisela chayiv. If somebody takes a fish out of water, he's chayiv for killing it as soon as there is a dry spot between the fins, the size of a sela coin that will feel slimy to the touch. Rashi points out that since Shmuel does not mention tzeda, he must be speaking of a case where the fish is already trapped from before Shabbos, it was kept in the water in a basket. Amar Shmuel, Hoshid yodin l'me'ei behema v'deldel uber shebe'me'eha, chayiv. If somebody sticks his hand into an animal's womb and detaches the fetus, he is chayiv for being oikir dove megiduloi, uprooting something from where it grows, much the same way that somebody is chayiv for detaching hops from its shrubs and for detaching fungus from a kli. Oikir dove megiduloi is a toilada of koitzer, reaping or detaching, which would apply to the fetus as well. Some Rishonim hold that koitzer only applies to mechubel karka, things attached to the ground. Therefore, they interpret this Gemara as an issue of Netilas Neshama taking a life. The Gemara points out that we learned that one is potter for detaching a plant growing in a flower pot with no hole at the bottom. We do not say that he's chayiv for oikir dove migiduloi because lav hani revise, that is not the usual place where a plant grows.